It's like if you imagined like a piece of beef jerky came to life as a human person, like the Slim Jim dude, but like was a person and not like a racist Jamaican caricature.
Yeah.
That would be Matthew McGoogly.
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello, and welcome to March Badness. I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah.
And this is episode 2.5. It's a mini episode. Today, we're imagining a world where Brad Pitt is in Magic Mike.
Ah, so good. So here's the thing, though, is that in this world where Brad Pitt is in Magic Mike, Brad Pitt's not playing Magic Mike, and he's not one of the backup dancers. Brad Pitt is playing the character that Matthew McConaughey plays. Dallas.
Okay, so if you haven't seen Magic Mike...
It's great. See it.
Immediately. Like, you're wasting your time.
It's on Netflix right now. Just, like, stop.
Hurry.
Sign up for Netflix. Make a burner email account. I don't care. And go watch Magic Mike.
Watch it right now. It's not what you're thinking.
It's not. It's the art house film you never knew you needed.
Obviously, Channing Tatum is a male stripper. Dallas is, like, the ringmaster of this strip club.
Sort of like the host, the show host. He's like, all right, all right, all right. Next up is Magic Mike.
He's always wearing, like, leather chaps and, like, a leather vest. And
like,
he's
bondage gear. Like, gay bondage harnesses and stuff.
He is so stringy. Matthew McConaughey is the stringiest man, and you can see his tendons at all times.
There's this scene where he's teaching Alex Pettifetter, the kid, how to do a good strip, and he's like, how to strip real good.
Hey, kid, sit down. Do you want to learn how to do a good strip?
He's, you know, they're in, like, their dance studio rehearsing or whatever, and he's like, you're the husband they never had. You're gonna give them what their boyfriend never could, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, just, like, uncomfy. But imagine Brad Pitt, Ocean-y, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smithy, sort of, like, that, like, sort of cunning, but, like, still sort of a dumbass.
This would be a great role for Brad, because Dallas is playing an established character. He's been around the block. Like in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he's a little older. He's seen some stuff. He knows some stuff.
But he's still, you know, he's, like, capable of owning a business.
Yeah.
But he's not also the smartest.
This would be great, because I would be able to watch Magic Mike without
feeling gross.
Wanting to vomit.
Whenever Matthew McGoogly is on screen. Also because at the end of it, spoiler alert for Magic Mike, they have like a last hurrah at the strip club because they're moving to Miami. For the last hurrah, Dallas, who never strips anymore, does a routine. And like, it's gross because it's string bean Matthew McConaughey beef jerky leather man. But imagine how fucking hot it would be if it was Brad Pitt. Oh my god, it'd be so good!
I have a question. Have we seen Brad Pitt dance?
We saw him dance in Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Angie, but I feel like that's kind of cheating almost, because, like, obviously they were clearly boning.
When you bone people, you just, like, automatically dance really good with them?
Yeah.
That's a good test!
Yeah.
It's a good test, like, of meeting people naturally out in the real world.
Yeah.
You're, like, at the club, and you're like,
that's
hey.
Like, that's why Tinder relationships never work out, because you can't dance with them.
Oh, you have to dance first.
Yeah.
The longest-lived relationships started at nightclubs.
Everyone I know who's, like, gotten married or engaged or everything, they're like, yeah, it was beautiful. We met.
Dancing.
Dancing. And that Black Eyed Peas remix was playing, and I saw them across the dance floor, and it was magic.
It's a secret.
Yeah, that's the secret to love. That's why my parents got divorced.
Because then the first time, if you don't dance, then your first time dancing is at your wedding. And then you goof up and you step on your partner's toes in front of everybody.
That's why 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Honestly.
You can't dance. That took a turn. No, I think at Brad Pitt, I reiterate that first scene in Mr. and Mrs. Smith when you and Angie are dancing by that barrel fire, really hot. But it's not proof that Brad Pitt could pull off a routine like necessary in Magic Mike.
That's true, because stripping is a lot more free form, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the tango is like a rehearsed, you know, you like learn the moves. Yeah. But I feel like what's fun about Magic Mike is that, like, Channing Tatum actually was a stripper.
Yeah.
And so it's very clear that he's got it down. And mm-hmm. when you watch him with the other dancers, it's really obvious that he actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And there's, like, such a fluidity to his moves. Like, it's super legit.
Muscle memory.
So I fear that Brad might be, like, a little stiff.
Mm-hmm. But Matthew McConaughey was stiff.
That's true.
I think what it boils down to is I would way rather watch Brad as, like, fake stripper than Matthew McConaughey as
That's
a fake
true.
Stripper.
Like, you're gonna get bad dancing either way.
Yeah, you're gonna get bad dancing either way. Unless Brad was secretly a stripper in a past life.
We don't know that.
He's not of the era of celebrity where that's, like, an acceptable thing to have as part of your brand.
You're
like,
right. Canning. He's keeping it secret. Keep it safe. You know what? In the multiverse, he was definitely a male stripper.
Absolutely. In the multiverse, he was a male stripper. But there's also a multiverse where Brad Pitt is a lady who's named Brad Pitt and is a stripper.
Wow! Brad Pitt the stripper!
Brad Pitt the stripper lady.
Oh,
AU.
Wow!
And then there's another multiverse where Brad Pitt is our best friend.
Oh, it could be this one.
Could be this one. Hey, Brad.
You listening? Are you listening, buddy?
I promise we're not freaks.
We're, like, really normal. We got featured in City Pages.
Yeah, we got interviewed. Thank you, Patrick Strait.
Thank you, Patrick. And Patrick asked, you know, like, what's your first Brad Pitt memory in this interview, which I thought was a great question. And it made me realize that I don't know. And Brad's just kind of, like, ubiquitous.
It's an enigma.
And I think that's kind of what's interesting about this podcast is it's not, like, oh my God, I love Brad Pitt so much.
Right.
It's just kind of like...
Both of us are, like, fairly neutral about him. We're growing less neutral.
Definitely.
I'm growing really fond of Brad Pitt.
Definitely. Like, but now I'm a fan. But starting this, I really had no strong opinions. But now I like, support, and subscribe to Brad Pitt.
And all of his content.
Just like you should, like, support and subscribe to all of our content.
Wow. That was good. That was slick. See what she did?
Thank you.
That was good.
I'm a professional. Website is merchbradness.net. Yeah. You can listen there for, like, fun bonus content when you listen online. We have associated blog posts.
Definitely.
Hannah did a very detailed posting about the similarities between Chris Pine and Brad Pitt.
Oh, I sure did. I thought about that a lot.
There's original illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
Also by Hannah.
That's me. I did that.
It's you.
I drew those with my own hands. This week we'll probably have a blog post too. Brad Pitt the stripper.
Yeah.
This week we received a comment from a listener through our comment form on our website.
Who said that Brad in Legends of the Fall looked really at home in the saddle. Quote, his ability to throw himself up onto the horse was impressive. That is hard to do. I happen to know that this listener is an avid equestrian and would know about the horse riding skills of hardworking ranch man Brad Pitt. So
definitely, hardworking ranch boy.
Just thought that was a fun fact.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes, please.
5 stars.
I crave them. I crave that crunch being stars. Give us a little shout out in the shout out section of iTunes.
I'll tell you what to say if you don't know what to say. Say, hey, I really like Brad Pitt and I really like you guys too. ! Smiley face.
Yeah, and you can do any smiley face you want. You can do :D:, but like the smiley way, not the frowny way. :, you know? There are a lot of different
things. You could give it a nose.
You could give it many different kinds of noses. The circle nose.
You could do the smiley face that has the K that's like vampire teeth. You could do XD. We won't judge you.
Go to JapaneseEmoticon.net.
Copy paste. Your review could just be an emoticon.
And I would be so happy. That's how I would know you really listened. And then you can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, MarchBradness for both of those. Follow us on Instagram, March.Bradness.
Don't forget the dot.
The dot is important. If you do just MarchBradness, you'll end up with some dude's Instagram, and that's, like, cool. Maybe he'd probably like having more followers.
He'd probably appreciate it. But follow us,
follow us, too. Both Bradnesses. We're on Google Play Music.
But yeah, we're on Google Play Music now for Android listeners. That's about it. Tune in next week for our next official pitting, which is River Runs Through It versus Across the Tracks. You don't want to miss this one.
You do not want to miss this one. It's a prime early Brad.
Absolutely.
It's like top tier early Brad.
Absolutely. And if you're following along by watching these movies,
it'll be next Wednesday, so you have plenty of time to track them down. Thank you for listening. We love you and we like, support, and subscribe to you.
Ka-ching!